The federal government has announced, as we've heard on AM, that it will speed up the removal of children from detention and release them into the community. This follows strong criticisms at the Human Rights Commission inquiry over recent weeks, and perhaps more pointedly from several crossbenchers during their discussions with the government over the budget. The minister met with the DLP Senator John Madigan for a couple of hours yesterday. Paul Bongiorno joins us in our Parliament House studios. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Now, this will be welcome news to many, Paul, this announcement from the Immigration Minister Scott Morrison, though it does nothing about the children detained offshore on Christmas Island or Nauru. Nevertheless, will this move by the government, will this take the sting out of the issue?
Well, it's hard to see it doing that. As you point out, it's not an even playing field here. The minister this morning on AM pointed out that he's now got to deal with what he calls the legacy backlog of 30,000 asylum seekers, some on bridging visas, some yet to be actually determined whether they're refugees or not. They're all on the mainland, and of course, with them are all these children. And Scott Morrison today is announcing that he's going to try and get as many as possible, or all of them that are currently in some form of detention, not necessarily behind wire, but some form of community contention, out into the community. It does raise the issue, well, it's terrific for these kids, terrific for their family. What about the families on Nauru? What about the families on Christmas Island? And what about the 1,000 refugees, because that's what they are, going to be sent from Nauru up to Cambodia, which has which is a very poor country with an abysmal human rights record.
Mm. And it is interesting that the Immigration Minister is now holding talks with crossbenchers, and we know issues of asylum have come up with Clive Palmer, also with John Madigan from the DLP. Everyone, it seems, is now talking to the crossbenchers. Yesterday, the Health Minister, Peter Dutton, I think gave the strongest single yet, they've been getting stronger all the time, that the government will accept some groups from the Medicare co-payments in an effort to satisfy some of the crossbenchers. So there is movement there, it would seem.
Well, there's probably movement on the government side, but there's absolutely no movement on the Palmer Party side. Clive Palmer yesterday, in a series of interviews to newspapers and again on a Q&A last night, made it clear that he's not interested in a co-payment for anybody, and neither are the Greens and neither is Labor. So whatever concessions the government makes to the AMA or others, by the way, the AMA doesn't get any votes in the Senate, it's not going to get through the Senate.
Talking of Clive Palmer, he really went to town, as we heard a little while ago on Q&A last night, against the Chinese. He called them mongrels. He said they're communists. They shoot people. They have no justice system. Kind of intemperate outburst, really.
Yes, it was. I think, if nothing else, it shows that this whole issue is really getting to Clive Palmer.
And this is the contention over investments he has with a Chinese company called CITIC.
Yes, and it's this very very issue that, of course, has also raised Mr. Palmer's ire with the Murdoch papers, particularly The Australian, which has been assiduous in following every move in the court cases and the argy-bargy. Of course, there's been civil litigation going on between Mr. Palmer and the Chinese company CITIC for a number of months. It's definitely getting to Mr. Palmer. He sees it, of course, in political terms when it comes to, you know, The Australian and the Murdoch press. But look, it has to be resolved. There's no doubt that it's hanging around like a very bad smell, and it's certainly getting up Mr. Palmer's nose.
Mm. On Q&A last night, there were a fair few questions about budget measures and a fair bit of discussion on the panel about this. Here's the Reserve Bank board member, Heather Ridout. She was asked about people being denied the dole for 6 months under the government's plan.
It'll be damaging for them on a long-term basis. It'll be damaging to our community. I think these measures are ideological and far too harsh. Mm-hmm. This is unfair. We have very high rates of youth unemployment, 25% in many areas. There aren't enough jobs for the kids. I do believe young people should try and be in training and get skills as much as they can, and government policy needs to support that. But I think just creating perverse incentives isn't the way to do it.
Paul, the criticism of this particular budget measure now is really coming from a very broad group of Australians, isn't it?
It certainly is, and Heather Ridout brings to this discussion a huge amount of credibility and history. Her time at the Australian Industry Group was spent trying to convince governments, Liberal and Labor, that they should be doing a lot more to train our youth, to actually have far more skills in our community to the failure of that push, of course, is the fact that we still need to bring in trained, skilled migrants to make up for the shortfall because we're not doing the job here. The other interesting side bar to this, or the other interesting input to this is, I heard Chris Richardson from Access Deloitte, quite a respected economist, in his view, the budget is unfairly criticised on a whole range of issues, except in the way in which it does deal with the young unemployed. Mm. This is just manifestly unfair and counterproductive. And in the view of Heather Ridout, and I noticed John Felzon from St Vincent de Paul last night, is cruel.
And Paul, just finally, the Prime Minister was invited to criticise those in trouble at ICAC recently over political donations, which includes a growing number of New South Wales Liberal Party MPs in recent months. The PM's response was a little surprising. He sought to blame the state Labor government for changing the rules about banning political donations from developers, and he said, who exactly is a developer? That can sometimes be a difficult question. What did you think of that response?
Yes, well, I think it fits into the attitude of the Liberal division in New South Wales to these laws, and there is more evidence to come before ICAC, the Independent Commission Against Corruption, that's stirring the pot on all of this. Apparently, there was correspondence from divisional headquarters to Liberal candidates and their campaign workers that seemed to send a message that you didn't need to maybe pay as much attention to these laws as you should because it was a Labor plot. Now, that's got to play out. There are people who are going to be called from the executive side of the Liberal division in New South Wales to answer those calls. But certainly Tony Abbott's view on funding for election campaigns is different to Mike Baird's. Mm. Mike Baird takes a much stricter, tighter view and would like to actually go further and outlaw donations, something that the Prime Minister doesn't agree with.
Paul, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Paul Bongiorno is contributing editor with the 10 Network. It's 16 to 8.